Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. I had a very stressful morning. I know Katie had one, too, because her garage door wasn't going up.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the struggle is real.
It really is.
Struggle is real. I'm like, your battery's probably dead in your button,
That's exactly
right?
What it was. I just didn't know that was my job.
Yeah,
that was my
thing.
Responsibility. So.
Every now and then those batteries die, Katie.
Now I know.
Now you know. Very stressful morning. Mine was stressful on a different level because I woke up in a bit of a panic this morning. Thinking, well, I guess I got to start rounding up some boxes because I'm moving out. I'm done. I'm toast. I'm history. I guess I better start siphoning money out of our accounts quickly as possible.
What happened?
So I can make a run for it.
Wait, what?
I better go kiss the children goodbye before I leave today because I guess I'm never coming back. They'll never see me again unless it's in court.
Jeremy, what did
what
you
did you do?
Wait.
I had the most realistic dream last night
okay.
that I was having an affair.
Dude!
With who?
It's that Paige Speronic. Is that her last name?
Oh, the golfer chick.
Is that how you pronounce her last
yes.
name?
Paige
Speronic. She's a golfer. She's a local golfer.
Woo!
Jeremy. She is from Colorado.
Fine AF, I will just tell you that. So this was obviously a dream. But in my dream, we were like totally together. And we were making out like crazy. And we were planning our future. And I was hiding it from my family.
My goodness.
It was so incredibly realistic. That I woke up in a panic today, like, oh my God, Nicole is gonna find out. I'm history. Our life as we know it is over. My relationship with her is over. It's done. But then I was like, well, we're gonna be with Paige. So. I guess this is worth half my stuff.
On the bright side.
On the bright side, it's Paige. But straight panic. I hate those dreams that are so realistic. That you wake up and you're like, well, that happened.
Well, it seems
that's
like
a
you
pretty
actually
good
love
one.
Them.
Not going to lie. It's not a bad one to have.
I mean, I want to tell you something right now. I was pretty awesome in that dream.
Say, you seem way too happy about this dream to be like, I hate what I have.
I was performing pretty awesome in this dream.
Yeah, in your dreams, Jer. Yeah.
Oh, no, Nick Mac is texting me. Can I read it?
Well, it's up to you.
Oh, I can't read
the papers now.
We're going to talk about this when we get home.
Yeah, she's pretty much saying I got the lawyer on the line.
Yeah, well.
You ever have one of those, though? Like, you're screwing up at work, and you feel like, well, I guess I'm going in to get fired
or
today.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So realistic, and you are just like panicking. But
straight
panic. Yeah, when you're right, you wake up, there is the immediate fear, but then the rush of relief
right.
that, you know, just like, rolls over your body.
I like, don't have to get a hold of U-Haul today. Thank God.
It's time for a Mix 100 Sports Report, bringing you all the latest in the world of sports. All the ups and downs, all the highlights, all the points and stats. Points and stats and baseball bats with your Mix 100 Sports Report.
Yeah. All right, so this woman is a badass. She's 66 years old. She's out of California. She's a skateboarder. Judy Oyama, I think is how you pronounce her name. She just broke her own Guinness World Record as the oldest female competitive skateboarder. At the age of 66 years old.
Wow.
Oyama stepped on a skateboard for the first time at the age of 13. Look at her go. She just competed, and yeah, she was 66 years and 25 days old when she participated in the International Slalom Skateboarding World Champions in Brazil last November. And she originally set the record when she was 64 in 2024, so... She's still at it. This whole article is talking about she's, like, not giving up. She's not quitting. She's not slowing down. And we'll basically see you at 70.
Yeah.
Doing those ollies and kick flips and getting your grind on.
Exactly.
And then, snapping an ankle.
Careful.
Ow!
Judy, take your supplements, girl. Yeah. You're going to need those.
Take those calcium pills.
Don't skip a day, okay?
Yeah. But good for her. That's kind of neat,
cool.
Right?
Yeah, you've got to keep that body moving as we get older. So, Judy,
and
way
it's
to go.
Passion, obviously.
Yeah.
You love that. You love
that's
that.
A great story.
I love that for her.
Go, yeah. Judy.
Get on that half pipe, girlfriend.
Yeah.
What else you got?
All right, well, the Rockies are well on their way to losing 100 games for the fourth straight year, which is not what you want. But with 16 home games left in the regular season, they kept their promise. They have added a bunch of new food to draw fans to the stadium this year. The viral 999 challenge came out earlier this year.
Glazilla.
Their Dubai cinnamon roll, the Glazilla, the brisket taco. Well, they're adding another new one this week, and it is an interesting kind of mix of foods. Katie, I don't know if I like this, but it's the buffalo chicken donut. So it's a soft, plain donut loaded with tender buffalo chicken, melted mozzarella cheese, and then baked into perfection in an oven pizza. I would try it.
You know what?
What's
I've
an oven pizza?
A pizza like oven. A pizza. Sorry. Oh. I'm sorry. A pizza oven.
What the?
Switch.
Dyslexic,
I've seen these savory donut trends, though, and I have always said I wanted to try them.
Sounds pretty good.
You can take a look at it, Katie. What do you think? Are you into it?
I mean, it just, you know, it looks like buffalo chicken stuff in a different shape, right? Same thing, different shape. I mean,
it's a donut-shaped chicken.
Different carrier to your mouth, right?
Exactly. Different vessel, if you will.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of meat in shape, so.
No?
That's not. I've never been a fan of, like, the dino nuggets, you know? Meat in shape.
No, but this is still just shredded chicken on a donut.
You're like, where does that come from, the dino, actually?
What part of the dino?
What part of the chicken does the dino nugget come from?
Either way. Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a tasty treat for probably $27.99.
Yeah. We've got receipts. We've got drama. We've got Denver talking. It's the Mile High Hype with JKJ.
Legends and icons.
On Mix 100.
Yeah, it's all the big news of the day, and it's brought to you by Mountain High Appliance, where you can get amazing savings throughout all their showrooms, whether you're replacing one appliance or remodeling an entire kitchen. You can find top brands and expert advice. Just go to mountainhighappliance.com. Well, the biggest news coming out of the city yesterday is the new watering restrictions. So starting October 1st, say goodbye to your lawns. October 1st is the deadline to shut off your water. They say it is going to be mandatory. They're banning all automatic lawn sprinklers, spray, and spray irrigation until spring of 2027 due to the severe drought. So your automated sprinklers, or manual even, if you're dragging the hose out there, must be turned off by October 1st. Done and done. Now, you can still hand water some of your trees if they need it, some of your shrubs and flowers, maybe vegetable gardens if they're still going. But you will receive a formal warning if you don't shut them off. The second offense is $250, third is $500, and fourth is a $1,000 fine.
Wow.
But we running low on water, so...
And that's across the state, huh? Not just Denver?
Yeah,
wow.
I think so. Hopefully we have a wet October, right?
Well, they're
wet
saying
September.
El Nino's supposed to bring it, so let's go.
Anyway, you've been warned. The Colorado State Fair opens tomorrow. Tomorrow. It's Colorado's biggest end-of-year tradition. It's going to be down in Pueblo, and it runs for about 11 days. You can get your carnival rides, your livestock competitions. Oh, I love a good livestock competition.
Me too.
You got your fair food, so you can go down there and get a funnel cake, rodeos, concerts, all sorts of exhibits. So that's generally a good time, so people tell me. I've never been down.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
I know. I've always wanted to go, but it just seems when it rolls around, I'm like, well.
I'm working.
Yeah, kind of. Exactly.
What else is going on? Uh-oh, Buc-ee's is at it again. The old Busey's. You know, they were out there trying to get their big gas station put into the Palmer Lake area, the town of Palmer Lake. Well, if you recall, there was enormous backlash and recalls and resignations of special elections, and there's all sorts of nonsense that went on with that. They eventually pulled the plug, right?
Yeah.
Well, they're back, and they're going to El Paso County to get the approval instead. Because I think El Paso kind of is the umbrella over the Palmer Lake area.
Yeah.
So they're going to El Paso County now to try to get approval for the gigantic travel center.
Still in the same spot?
I believe so. They say it does qualify under certain zoning rules out there that allow a convenience store, even if it is 74,000 square feet with 120 gas pumps.
Do you know what this is like?
I love
this.
This
is like when you ask mom for something and she says no, so you wait till dad has a few beers and
then you ask him
the same thing.
For sure. So
love
they're going
that.
To El Paso County to see if they can get some approvals. I'm telling you, I've been to that Johnstown now, one up in Johnstown now a couple times.
I love it.
I get it why they do not want that out there.
Oh, really?
Are you kidding me?
I love that place.
It was horrible. The amount of traffic that it brings in, the amount of people, the smell of exhaust. It was nasty. It was nasty up there.
I don't know. I think that people are afraid of what they don't know, but it's going to bring a lot of jobs.
It's going to bring the economy.
Exactly. It's more than just about their view of the mountains.
Noise pollution.
People are pretty selfish when they're thinking about why they don't want it, and it's for the good of everybody.
It's too big.
And so the beaver can be everywhere.
It's too big.
I don't know.
Go up to that one in Johnstown on like a Friday afternoon where you can't find a single parking spot, and the lines are out the door, and the line of cars down the road. I was just there, and I was like, what the hell is happening?
Yeah, but people who like that stuff.
And the brisket sandwich was kind of ho-hum to me.
That's the thing, is that's not your thing, but for people who it is their thing.
Brisket
like,
is my thing? What are you talking about?
The gas station itself, like, people love that place, and so to have it so close, I can see why people would want it. That's what I'm saying.
Too many people fight it. All right, I got one more thing. Generally, it's Katie doing the bear stories.
Yeah.
But a bear helped itself to some firefighting equipment after wandering into a Colorado Springs fire station. The Springs Fire Department posted some security camera footage to social media showing the animal entering the bay at Station 16 and then walking off with a bag of just gear. He peaced out, and I guess they're still trying to find it. It remains unclear whether the gear was recovered. So I'm wondering what was in there. Maybe they had a couple granola bars or something, or I don't know. But maybe this bear's just really into firefighters.
I think he's
maybe
bringing
just
it
like Smokey the Bear.
To his cousin Smokey. That's what I was going to say.
It's kind of cute, though. Just like all the ladies out there, bears love firefighters.
They do.
All right, what else is going on?
Okay, so introducing the Beast in a Blanket at Empower Field at Mile High. So this season, it is on the Pig in a Blanket, Daddy of them All. So this thing is massive. It's a 2-foot grilled hot dog with barbecue brisket, burnt ends, goat cheese up in there, sharp cheddar. You've got a puff pastry that completely envelopes it all. And then crispy onions, jalapeno slices, avocado crema, and Mile High secret sauce on top.
It's now, too many flavors.
Oh, it's so many good flavors. No word on what this delicious monstrosity is going to cost, but the Glazilla at Coors Field is $50, and this is comparable to that. So that's what they're thinking.
$50 Glizzy?
At least $50. Now, the thing is, again, it's 2 pounds, so they're not expecting people to put this away by themselves. You get it.
Have you seen
share
people?
It. Well, I'm saying, like, they expect people to get it and share it. That's why it costs so much.
Sure.
But yeah, it's going to be available starting this season, and I'm all about it. I will at least try it because
it looks good. I saw a picture.
I love a good pig in a blanket. So the fact that they've kind of just leveled this one up, bring me the goat cheese. Yeah. I'm a big fan of that.
Think twice about what you're putting in your body.
Well, again, it's a treat. It's not like you have these
Look
beast
at the
in a
first
blanket.
Word of this.
Well, I know, but
of
listen.
This meal.
But if you're pig. Just having a treat while you're at a ball game, it's worth it to at least try it.
I've earned this.
Maybe you want to share.
I got my 10,000 steps in today. I earned this.
How many
2 pounds
miles
meat.
Did you run yesterday?
Oh, I run 15 miles.
Yeah, right. Okay, moving on. Denver
you
want to
do
City.
A push-up competition
yeah,
right now?
Let's go. Leg wrestle you all day.
That has nothing to do with legs.
Yes, I just asked you how far you ran.
No, I said you want to do a push-up competition.
Oh,
right
and
now.
Then I asked you a leg competition. Leg wrestling.
I could outrun you.
Rainy
easy.
Champ.
Okay. Easy peasy.
Yeah, right. You want to go.
You want to race down the hall right now?
Go, homie.
I will race you down the hall right now.
I'm in that's not fair. I don't have tennis shoes on today.
I'll take my shoes off. We'll do it barefoot.
You know what? It's about to happen. This is about to happen.
Let me get my camera.
Break. I know. New video. Yeah. Okay.
Let me go clip my toenails.
Gross.
I might cut you. I'm like a Wolverine.
Are you going to snag the carpet or what? Jeez.
I can swat fish out of a lake.
Swoop. Okay. Denver City Council, they've officially approved a new naming rights agreement for the building that is Betcher Concert Hall. So the Colorado Symphony, they're going to sell the naming opportunities to fund this massive renovation. They're going to redo Betcher Concert Hall to the tune of $120 $22 million. Whoa. That is quite
I was
the
just
there.
It didn't look that bad. I mean, the restrooms still looked great. The symphony area looked fantastic. So there must be some stuff going on behind the scenes we don't know about.
Well, can you imagine how much better it's going to look?
Yeah,
$122 million. And hopefully they name it something that I can look at and pronounce immediately.
Well, I saw.
How do I say this again?
You know what my vote is? It's always like Hot Topic Concert Hall or Build-A-Bear Concert Hall.
We should do that.
They're going to do multiple things, though. Like, you can have naming rights on the inside. You can have naming rights of the stage. You can have naming rights of various portions of the building. So they're really selling it off, you
Duke's
know?
Duke's Mayo side stage.
Right! The Cinnabon Theater.
Yes, that's so funny.
The Duke's Mayo.
So we'll see what it all comes to. But, yeah, they're workshopping that idea for new names there. And then tonight, this is really exciting because we've all still kind of been reeling about the loss of Dolly Parton. I mean, I'm still seeing it all over social media, and it makes me sad that she's not with us anymore. So Grizzly Rose, they're like, you know what? Tonight, it's ladies' night. And in honor of the late, great Dolly Parton, it's dress like Dolly night.
Aww.
I can't wait.
All right.
For ladies, it is free drinks after 8. So you get free draft beer and free well drinks from 8 until midnight tonight. So you can go tip it on back for Dolly. But I love that they're doing that because, again, I think this is one loss that we are all feeling tremendously because she was such a good human. She did so many good things. I just saw this post where someone was like, she was talking about Dolly Parton passing away and her little 7-year-old daughter kind of got sad. And she was like, oh, do you know who Dolly is? She's like, well, I don't know her, but she sent me books. And I was like, oh, this is heartbreaking.
Don't be such a chicken squad.
I have this list. I didn't get to it, but I talked about this yesterday, my whole joke of the oversaturation of Dolly Parton. This story says she left behind a roadmap of planned projects. She's got her Tennessee travel shops. Mm-hmm. She's got her Songteller Hotel. There's a Life of Many Colors Museum. Dolly Dolls are going to be available in September. Her Cup of Ambition coffee, Dolly on Holly, which they think is like an elf on a shelf. Her Broadway production, the true original musical. There's a 9-to-5 jewelry collection, Dolly's dog treats, a bedding and home decor collection, and her Avatar was in the works as well. That's how much Dolly Parton stuff was in the pipeline.
I mean, she was working way more than 9-to-5.
Yeah,
like, she's just 24/7 on the clock. But may she rest.
Well, have fun at the Grizzly Rose, though. Get you some free drinks.
Right?
Somebody getting pregnant that night.
Hey, there you go, Taylor. There's your Mile High.
How many hours was it free drinks?
8 to midnight.
8 to midnight.
4 hours.
Somebody definitely getting pregnant that night. Another red flag. Another red flag. When it comes to Princess Pilot, Josh's girlfriend, I'm telling you, these things are stacking up. This is coming on the heels of her demanding that he celebrates her half birthday. And he got her a sash and everything, little princess crown. That was one major red flag. Here's another one. Now she's in his kitchen because he likes going to the mall to get lunch or dinner.
Oh,
I didn't
understand
this.
What's her beef with the food court?
I don't know. I was talking the other day, and like, I live and Katie lives relatively close to Park Meadows Mall, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Retail resort. It's not a mall.
You're right.
Mall.
Oh,
sorry.
Yes.
Right.
Sorry. Don't want to upset anybody.
Yeah.
But that being said, I go there every once in a while right after work because that gives me like, 10 to 12 options of restaurants right there in the food court,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, what you feeling?
Which are all like,
you can
totally
get a Cinnabon and some Panda Express.
Totally
maybe
viable options. So I was texting her the other day, and I was like, hey, I'm just at the mall really quick to grab some food. And she's like, you go there just for the options of food there? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. What are you talking? They're all restaurants.
Did you text back and be like, oh, you celebrate a half birthday?
No.
What are you, an idiot?
I don't like to start business, so no.
You're like, I'm not looking for a fight, Jeremy.
Nope. I don't want that. But I was confused. She was so confused that I would go in there to not just shop. Like, I did no shopping.
Yeah.
I got in, got out, got what I wanted, got some Panda Express, all right? And she was like, no, that's like the extra treat you get when you're already shopping there. And I was like, not at all.
No,
that makes no sense to me.
Unbelievable.
Not.
This is unbelievable.
I
can't with this woman.
Went to this specific mall just for the food
retail
options.
Resort.
Okay. What, Jeremy? That's where Shake Shack is. is in the mall. I have to go there to get that. But there's, we went in there. I remember when we did a little field trip as JKJ.
Yes.
We all got bourbon chicken at that one spot. I go back for that bourbon chicken all
the time.
The
chicken was money.
It was so good. So I go to Park Meadows, Meadows Retail Resort.
Thank you. Quite often,
just for the food. I do this.
Why wouldn't you? You have like, you got so many options.
Yeah, thank you.
Exactly.
And they even have like a Jamba Juice in there too if I'm feeling a smoothie.
You get a Starbucks if you want.
And to be honest, I think, I know we have another Chick-fil-A down the road, but I think that is the closest Chick-fil-A to us. So,
yeah.
Like, there are, I mean, there's Popeyes, there's a Chipotle
there's
in there.
So
like,
many.
Why would you not go to the retail resort to get a delicious snack?
Shocked that I was not going to buy, you know,
trust this person.
Some Aloe or Lulu first before going.
We do.
I've told you,
her.
You need to keep looking.
No,
you got to keep
this?
Looking.
This? That's crazy.
Red flag on red flag on red flag.
This on top of the half birthdays, you just can't.
Oh, and there's so much more, too, that you guys don't even know about.
You're like, I'm not having it.
I'm not having it. This is not good long-term love here. Aww. It's not a good long-term relationship.
Well, I wouldn't base
that.
It on her food court preference.
She doesn't like you going into a food court to get food in a food court.
Although
I think they call it the dining hall.
It is. It is the dining hall. It says, welcome to the dining hall there.
Yeah. So you can enjoy 20 different options. That's nuts to me.
I think it's a great idea.
I think it's great.
Especially
well,
because
I think
I grew up doing that because a family of seven that we were, every kid could get what they wanted.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think that's smart.
Well, and if you don't know what you want, that's what I like to do. I like to walk in there and wander around and see which one
speaks
to me.
Get the samples on the toothpicks.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Who's gonna
has she got against samples on toothpicks?
Who's going to tempt me over with their, you know,
delicious
food?
Wow me. Woo me.
Exactly.
What catches the nose,
who's
right?
Who's going to get me as their customer? It's like a game I like to play. So I love
who wants me?
Dining hall. Yes, Josh.
You
got
to get with a woman who loves little toothpicks, okay? In more ways than one.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
There is this story out this morning talking about how malls are starting to charge for the best parking spots, and people are hating it.
Yeah, I don't go to Cherry Creek because of that.
Right.
Everyone
was pissed when they started doing that. But I guess malls all across the country are still looking to do like preferred or premium parking. They're roping off certain spots. Specifically, they're targeting this mall in New Jersey right now. $2.45 for the first hour at these spots, $2 each additional hour, and a maximum of $10.45 per day. So if you park there for a long time, it's going to cost you like $11. Now, they say it is all about convenience, whether you're running in for one thing, meeting somebody for lunch in the food court, or you just don't want to hunt for that parking spot. It is additional revenue for the mall. They point to the real estate there, the real estate that is the parking lot. Think about what it costs to maintain them, light them, plow them, secure them. That money's got to come from somewhere, and they're thinking that this money can come from the premium parking spots.
Yeah, charge people more for a place they aren't going to anymore. That's smart.
I know.
That's a really good deal.
I don't know about
right
that.
There.
Our good friends over at Park Meadows Retail Resort, that place is packed
all
the time.
They don't charge for parking.
Packed all the time.
They don't charge, though. That's what I'm saying.
They got valet.
Yeah, but again, that's like if you want to drive your car up and then they park it for you. That's
kind of
into
it.
That's a service that,
that
I'm into.
That is
yeah.
different. Like, if you're willing to do that, then
I don't know. Like you roll over there on a weekend and it's, you know, wall to wall cars, front to back. I kind of like the $2 or whatever. If I'm just there for an hour, it's worth $2
because it brings
me.
You to the front row right away.
Right away,
too.
And especially if like you're a mom with a bunch of kids and your hands are full with strollers and all
shoot,
that.
Shoot, am I into this now?
No.
I'm into it. $2
already
to be up close with a van full of kids.
No,
hell's to the yes.
I already park far away so I can get my steps in. Like that's something I do already. So I don't need to park close. So that I just feel like they're asking the wrong people to pay for parking.
I don't know. If you got some extra cash, though, it might be worth it. I got to ask you, is that tanning place that you go to in a mall?
No. No,
where's
no, no.
It is
it's
it like
just a regular little building. They don't ask you to pay for parking. I did go there yesterday, though.
Did you?
I did go there, and I came across the lovely young lady who does my tan, and I cannot remember her name. This has happened to me for weeks now. Like, I cannot remember this poor woman's name. And I am like, I try and do the trick where I go through the alphabet. I'm like, is it an A? Is it a B? Is it a C? I even asked her the first time I met her. I try and do this trick where I'm like, can you spell your name for me? Especially if it's a unique name. That way I can get a visual in my brain and that helps me retain it a little better. Mm-hmm. Didn't help in this case because I cannot remember this poor woman's name. So I'm sitting there and I'm just like, gosh, do I call the owner and ask her? I feel really sheepish if I do that, you know? So then
no name tag or anything?
Then it hit me. You know what I'm going to do? Instead of paying for the tip with cash, I'm going to ask her for her Venmo. Yes. Genius. Oh. I figured it out. So I tipped her through Venmo, and I figured out, what up, Lene?
So now I know
her name, and I just was, I felt
Lene
so,
all day.
I felt so smart in that moment. I was like, look at you.
Watch you a be a problem, nickname or something.
No, it's I not, know. But a problem arose. You found a solution. You took it. We came out strong on the other end of this situation. I was just very proud of myself in that moment, because I forget people's name all the time. And yeah. So this little trick, I just say, hey, can I give you a dollar? I don't know how I'm going to get around it in the future. But for this moment where I needed to tip her, it worked perfectly. But if you ever come across that and you can't remember somebody's name,
just ask for their Venmo.
Can I send you
they're
a dollar?
Like, we don't have Venmo. I don't have Venmo, though.
I like you so much, I want to send you a dollar. Like, what's your name? What's your phone number? And then it'll tell you their name. So, or you can just scan it. You know, people just give you
Venmo. Yeah, the little QR code.
You scan it. Gee, I'm just telling.
That's good. I have a fake name in my Venmo, so that wouldn't work for me. That's not bad.
A fake name?
I do. I don't have my name in my Venmo. I use a fake name because you can change your profile name to anything you want.
Why would you do that?
Privacy. I know there's privacy settings as well, you know, which I've got those locked down, but I just do it as a privacy thing so nobody can go on there and find
me. Your whole life is broadcasted to people.
I know, so
why
that's why there's little chunks of my life I want private.
Your Venmo account, that's it for you? Okay.
That is it for me.
Right,
so nobody can get on there.
Learn something new.
I know, right? Now, is this going to be a problem if you go back in and you don't remember her name for the Venmo? I guess you can go into recents, right?
No, here's the thing for me now. I've been so embarrassed and this has been such a thing for me. I will not forget this person's name. I see it in my brain. I see how she spells it. She spells it uniquely. And so this is something I will hang on to for the rest of my life. I'll probably wake up in the middle of the night
screaming, Lene!
Like,
yeah. Your neighbors are like, what is going
exactly,
on?
Exactly. What's
there?
Happening
Who
over
has
there?
She been
so.
Mowing? I didn't know this, but I guess Katie's been talking with the devils.
Well, no.
Are you talking with
it.
The devil?
It's a trend on TikTok where you ask ChatGPT a prompt and then it spits something back out and you post it on TikTok and everybody talks about it. The latest one is you ask ChatGPT, you say this to it. The devil hugged me and started crying. I asked him, why are you crying? He whispered, and then whatever ChatGPT tells you is
Lord.
What you post. Oh, it is.
Is this
going
to give me all sorts of like weird satanic content now on my chat?
Honestly, it makes you feel a little bit about like second guessing your own choices as a person.
Josh,
for me,
you go first.
Oh
heck no.
No, Josh,
I got
Josh
mini
like,
Jesus over here with me.
No. Yeah. I didn't think Josh would just jump on this trend at all, but I did. I asked it and it
Shocker.
Said, he whispered, because everyone blames me for the darkness, but no one ever asks who turned off their own light. This is very deep. It goes deep. I mean, I thought it was just going to be some kind of entertaining, funny kind of thing. But
me too.
The responses that people are getting are a lot like that. Like somebody posted, he whispered, because I gave you all the pieces to build your own paradise and you used every single one to craft your personal hell. Like we're doing it wrong, apparently.
All right, I'm going to bite. Hold on.
Yeah.
Voice text here. The devil hugged me and started crying. I asked him, why are you crying? He whispered, ... All right, it's thinking. Okay.
What did it say?
Mine says, because I've spent my whole life trying to ruin people, and you're doing a better job than I ever could.
What the frick? Coming
what?
For you.
What?
Coming for Jared today.
I hate this trend.
But it's like
you're doing a better job than I ever could. Screw you, ChatGPT. I'm going to say that and see what it says. Screw you, ChatGPT.
What does it say? What does ChatGPT say to you? ChatGPT don't
said,
play Jerry.
Fair.
Fine.
It's time to play Fast Five.
Fast Five.
How fast can you be?
We go fast with that one.
With Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
It is time to talk to some of our incredible listeners right after I play the right music bed here. There it is. It's time for Fast Five, 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. I'll get you in the studios to play our fun Think Quick game that we call Fast Five, all presented by Bally's Casino Blackhawk, with best value, with $5 blackjack and $5 menu items daily. Perfect. All right, call right now, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649 to play Fast Five. We'll get you on the air, get to know you, become besties, and then I'll give you a category and start a 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. You think you can do it? Are you brave? We want to meet you, especially if you've never played before. 303-691-1649. Call us right now. I know the carpool lanes are full. We want to meet you. Katie, give us some examples.
Okay, because we could ask you to get your thinking cap on early and give us five William Shakespeare plays, or be nice and sweet and ask her five kinds of sweeteners. Five companies that start with an R. That's the one that won it yesterday. It was Kristen.
Radio Shack.
Winner. So yeah, you're all over the place when it comes to the categories.
We are definitely looking for people who have never played before, so if that's you, come on, call in. This is a lot of fun. 303-691-1649. This is a great week to try to play as well because we've got a killer prize.
We sure do. You're going to Fiddler's. Dave Matthews Band is going to be there this weekend, and we've got a pair of tickets for whoever can get it done for Fast Five today. So a heck of a prize. Get a babysitter lined up.
Yeah, yay! There you go. Go have a good time at Fiddler's. If you get placed on hold, don't hang up. Get off your speakerphone, get off your Bluetooth, because this game is quick and we need to hear you. So get on your regular phone, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Melissa made it through. Hi, Melissa. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you doing today?
We are going to school.
School?
Oh, yeah, right now, currently? Yes.
Yeah. It is school time.
My note on the screen says you have parent night tonight. Is that right?
That is correct.
Yeah, I've got that tonight as well, where you go in and kind of meet the teachers and all that.
I'm sorry, what?
I have that tonight as well, the little back-to-school parent night thing tonight. So I'll be there.
Lots of fun.
Oh, no.
You guys both
false.
Sound so excited.
False.
Both yeah. of you are like, ah.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting
yes,
stuff,
I
Melissa.
Do.
Pretty exciting. All right, who's your kiddo? You want to give him a shout-out?
Yeah, it's Noah.
All right, Noah. Get back. Get to school. Learn something today. All right, I got a fast five for you, Melissa. In 10 seconds, let me pull up my list. I need five famous drummers. Go.
Ringo Starr.
Yeah.
One. Oh, my gosh. I have none.
Well, you got one.
We got one.
Oh.
We got one.
Dave Grohl, Travis Barker, Lars from Metallica. Phil Collins, epic drummer, bro.
Oh, yeah. Collins. Yeah, I should have had that one.
Oh, man. Well, Melissa, you have a super dupe stay. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much. Have okay. a great day.
Thank
Bye.
You. Summer.
Good morning.
I love the name Summer. I really do.
Part of my mom.
Yeah, right? Do you like it?
I do. I think it fits me well. It was either that or Norma. No offense to
no.
Norma, but.
Summer's wow. better. Definitely.
Yeah.
What are you doing today, Summer?
I am heading to work.
Okay, what do you do?
I work in the medical field. I'm a medical assistant, but also a patient advocate. So I kind of help people learn to navigate healthcare systems themselves and kind
wow.
of advocate for themselves.
Wow, that's intense.
I love that you do that,
yeah. yeah.
That
Thank you, because
like,
that's a nightmare.
It is. Like, tackling those kind of tasks, it's daunting sometimes.
I'm
so.
Glad you're doing
oh,
it,
yeah.
Summer.
It has its days, but, you know, it's rewarding.
Yeah, thank you for helping people with that.
And I feel like working with a summer in those types of situations makes it a little bit easier.
Immediately, you're like, yay! Well,
how could I be mad at summer when I can't find my medical bills? Or why am I being charged this, you know? All right, so this is top of mind. This dude just passed away yesterday. We'll see how you do, but I need famous guy. Five Tim Curry movies. Go.
Okay, five Tim Curry movies. Let's do It. Yep. We're going to do, oh gosh. The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
You got three. I would have given you three there.
Oh, I should have known that.
Home Alone 2, he's very well known for that, working that hotel desk. And then one of my personal favorite, Muppet's Treasure Island.
That's
a
good one.
Yes.
A classic.
He's got many.
Summer, it was nice talking to you. Have a super dupes day.
All right. Thank you, too, guys. Bye.
Bye. Oh, we got a Jen. Hi, Jen.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. My note on the screen says gardening. Are you gardening today?
Yeah, after work, I got to pick my garden. It's exploding.
Is it? You get a lot of zucchinis?
No zucchinis this year. I'm drowning in cucumbers and tomatoes. Yeah.
Are you the neighbor that goes around and gives all the other neighbors, like, her produce?
I definitely do that at work. I come in with a bag of cucumbers and say, who wants to take some home?
Awesome.
I had a neighbor like that who had an epic garden, and sadly, he moved away, and I was so disappointed because he would come over with, like, little baby cucumbers that you can make pickles out of, and tomatoes, and zucchini, and squash, and he moved. I was like, aw, damn it.
I wish we had a coworker who brought us in their harvest. That would be awesome.
Jen, bring us some cucumbers.
There we go.
All right. Again, very top of mind here. And I feel like this shouldn't be too difficult since these have been thrown around a million times over the past day or so. But in 10 seconds, I need five Dolly Parton songs. Go.
9 to 5.
Yep.
Jolene.
Yep.
I Will Always Love You.
Oh, yeah.
Hurry.
Shoot. Islands in the Stream was a big one. And then Code of Many Colors. The other.
So close.
Darn it. You did pretty good, though, Jen. I'm impressed.
Yeah, you did.
Thank you.
All right.
Wish I had the Tim Curry question.
Oh, you would have got that one, huh? All right. We're going to let you go squeeze your cucumbers. Have a good day.
Thank you, too.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Jen.
Cecilia. Hi, Celia.
Hi.
Hey. You got parent-teacher night tonight as well?
I do.
It's so much fun.
My son right now.
Yeah. I like to bring snacks to those. Like stuff with really loud rappers, you know. pull it out of my pocket while they're talking.
Snacks for your teachers. You meant snacks for you.
Oh, yeah. I get bored of those things. I'm bringing me a Kit Kat bar. And I'm not sharing. I'm not snapping nothing off of that. All right, Celia, you ready?
Yes.
Your letter is Q, as in QRS. Q, five companies that start with that letter Q. Go.
GQ Magazine. No, that's nope. G. God, that's a hard one.
Really?
We got...
time's up. Time is up. I think I'm going to hold on to that one because there is a ton.
Yeah.
And I know I loved a delicious Quiznos sandwich back in the day.
No.
Oh, Lord, no.
I hear you, Jerry. I need to clean it out with a Q-tip.
Yeah, right. Oh. If you get tired, you can go to a Quality Inn and take a nap. Celia! We're going to let you go.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, go eat yourself some Quaker Oats. Have a good day.
Right. Jerry.
Bye. Maybe you're doing your taxes on Quicken or something.
There's so many.
Leah.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. The note on my screen says you're going to Chili's tonight?
Yes, I am.
Gonna get you some $5 margs?
Yeah, probably.
Hills. I wonder what their margarita of the month is. Katie, look that up.
Okay, I will.
See what Chili's margarita of the month is
Leah,
right now.
Are you gonna get the Nashville hot mozz sticks? Tell me you're gonna get that.
I'm a baby and I don't like spicy things, but I like the... whatever the other sauce is, it's like a barbecue sauce on the mozzarella thing. Yeah.
They've got a few routes.
Oh,
that.
Do they?
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for the classic, the old-timer with cheese.
Oh,
that's a good
one. Yeah, that's good, too.
All right. August 2026 is the shark attack, Mark, with the shark in it.
The shark's in it. All right.
That one's the fun one. You're going to have a great time, Leah.
Sounds like you're going to have a headache tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. Really quick, before we get to Fast Five, why are you going to Chili's tonight?
Oh, I'm just meeting up with some of my friends, so we do, like, a monthly dinner.
Oh, that's fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
This is, like, so much free publicity for Chili's. Do you have their app? Because you get free chips and salsa.
Of course.
Okay, good. Good.
Yeah, of course.
Good, yeah.
Good, good. Rookie
You're an idiot if you turn that down.
Exactly.
You gotta get the free chips and salsa. All right, in 10 seconds, Chili's girl, I need 5 characters. These can be real, fictional, whoever. 5 characters that have red hair. Go.
Oh, no. Miss Frizzle.
Yes.
Shoot.
Oh, no. Wendy from Wendy's.
Yeah.
Strawberry
yeah.
Shortcake.
Ariel.
Ariel, there's so many. Leah, have fun at Chili's.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Oh, my God.
Now I want Mott Sticks. Back.
Stephanie.
Hello.
Will you hurry up and win this? We're in one of those situations.
I would love to.
My God, this just goes on and on. What are you doing today?
We're sitting outside of school, me and my girls.
All right.
And, yeah, ready for the school day and playing some tennis later.
Give them a shout out. What are their names?
Olivia and Cameron.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, girls.
Hi.
Hey. Are they doing hot lunch or cold lunch today?
Ooh, I think we have one of each. It's orange chicken.
They have lunch chicken at school?
Oh.
What?
I'd be hot lunch all day long today.
Right? Yeah.
Right?
Totally.
What's wrong with that kid that's bringing cold lunch on a day like today?
Delicious.
She's picky. She likes orange chicken, just not from the school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I get that.
All right. Okay, so I got a food-related one. No help from the girls, all right? This one,
okay.
I guess, is kind of subjective. But give me 5 foods that might be served alongside coleslaw. Go!
Baked beans, pulled pork, salad, no. Baked potatoes,
come on.
Sliders.
Burgers. I think she said sliders and burgers.
Yeah,
well,
you should have said, yeah, started with burgers and hot dogs. Come on.
But, I mean, that was 6 total, along with.
I think I got it.
You think? I don't know. Salad?
You
I mean.
Have coleslaw alongside salad.
Boy.
If you go to a barbecue, you load that plate up.
Yeah, you have all those things.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You're like, honey, give me some coleslaw with a side of salad.
She said 6.
Absolutely.
She said the sliders and the burgers at the end there.
Well, it's not official.
Hey, Jeremy.
What?
Hey, Jeremy, I think you should play the Winnie Win sound.
All right, you talked me into it. Yes, Devaney, you won Fast Five today.
Thank you.
Well done. Yeah, we'll give it to you. Why the heck not? Like I said, it's fairly subjective. So, well, you're going to go have some fun. We're going to send you off to go see Dave Matthews Band this weekend.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Oh, it's going to be such a good concert. I've seen him at Fiddler's, and dude rocks it. Him and the boys in the band.
Love it.
Stephanie, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to come back and tell you how to get your hands on those tickets. You have a super dupe stay, and thanks for calling in.
Thank you. You guys, too.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
All right, so this morning as I'm getting ready for work, I'm getting dressed and everything, and I'm standing in the bathroom, and, you know, I'm getting ready to put my socks on and stuff, and I look down, and my feet are kind of whitish. And it's kind of like got this chalkiness to
like
a couple.
More than usual?
Yeah, a little chalkiness to my little piggies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what is, you know, ugh. And I reach down and I like kind of scratch some of the white off my big toenail, off the big little piggy, the little piggy that went to market.
Yeah.
And I'm scratching it. I'm like, oh, and it's in between my toes.
Oh.
And I got, and I went, I smelled it and I go, oh. Well, that's Greek yogurt.
What?
What? Between the piggies?
It's just a little something that Nicole and I are into right now.
That's not where it goes.
No. I had Greek yogurt on my little piggies this morning.
Talk about protein, Maxine.
So, of course, yes. I had been stretching, so I put my foot in my mouth and sucked it off, you know, get my protein.
Yeah, yeah.
No, so yesterday afternoon, I forgot about this, I was getting some stuff out of the fridge, okay, and teetering right on the edge was a Costco-sized thing of Greek yogurt, and down it went. Boom, hit the floor.
Explosion.
One of those things where you say so many cuss words.
Yeah.
Because the lid blew off, the side cracked open. I kid you not, there was Greek yogurt all over the kitchen.
Yeah.
All over it. And apparently, I got a little in my toes. And I didn't know it, and it just dried overnight. So I woke up, and I had chalky Greek yogurt all over my feet.
Ugh.
But have you ever been in that circumstance when something falls out of the fridge?
Yeah.
And it's just like a bomb went off?
Well, and you got to have like CSI come and clean it up because you don't know where that splatter went. It's like
so just this morning. Yeah, just this morning as I was getting ready, I went down to investigate and there's still little splatters on the cabinets. There's a little on the fridge still.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
I've told you this has happened to me in the morning because I don't have my grip strength about me quite yet when I'm like making my coffee. And I have dropped complete half gallons of creamer on my floor at 4 a.m. And the only thing that's worse than cleaning up all that is doing it at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Before you've had your coffee.
Because you're groggy.
Oh, it's the worst. So I've spilled a thing of spaghetti sauce, which again, that's messy stuff right there, mm-hmm. you know? This has happened to me multiple times.
The physics behind it, too, is fascinating.
Yeah.
That when it hits, it goes everywhere.
In every direction.
I mean, it's hitting the ceiling. Yeah. It's hitting the cabinets. It's on your feet. one of the worst ones that ever happened to me was I made some chili in the crock pot. You know, and there's a big bowl left of the chili from the night before. And I opened up the fridge and that baby flew out of there and hit the ground and the bowl shattered too. So then you got shattered glass mixed in with chili that floods the whole house.
And that just doesn't smell good at that point either.
Oh, and it stinks. Yes.
And now you got to move.
Yeah, now you have to put a house on the market.
Exactly.
You got to put that on Zillow that there was an incident in the kitchen with chili.
Yeah, smells like chili.
Declare the chili incident before you sell it.
Lord help you, like you said, with creamer or milk or anything that's like dairy-based, if you don't get it all, like, and if it's going under the fridge, that's going to be stinky in a few days.
And it gets in between the stove and the counter. Like, that stuff will find a way to make its way into every crook and cranny. Oh, and dairy is smelly.
Mom drama. Llama, mom drama. Oh, this is so good. There's always so much drama going on amongst the moms at school, I feel like. And this one, I think, takes the cake, or takes the Oreo, rather. There's a viral social media phenomenon going on right now called Oreogate. Now, it all started when a creator named Ashley shared screenshots of a kindergarten class group chat where another mother named Michelle is demanding that all the other moms stop packing Oreos in their children's lunches.
And other junk food stuff, right?
Yeah, specifically focusing on Oreos, though, because Oreos are not allowed in their house. Uh-huh. And her daughter, Ava, came home crying because the other kids in her class have Oreo cookies and she wasn't allowed to eat them at home. Now, there's no allergies or other school rules involved, just a disagreement over household boundaries. Now, some of the other moms are starting to push back, but listen to this. Here's what Michelle did over the cookies. Michelle emailed the kindergarten teacher demanding that the school implement a strict approved snack list, and the school flatly denied her request. Then, unwilling to accept defeat, she reportedly got into the school somehow, maybe doing something in the classrooms. And she actually searched through some of the other children's lunch boxes to see what was in there, looking for Oreos. She demanded that the school and the teacher seat her daughter Ava away from any of the Oreo lovers during lunchtime so Ava would not be tempted.
And the other moms are fired up over this.
Yeah.
They're like, what the hell are you doing, Michelle? You can't tell us what we can and cannot pack in our kids' lunches. Now, furious over this, a separate text thread was formed amongst some of the other mom squad members. And here's what they did during the sidebar chat. They all agreed to collectively pack two or more Oreos in every single's lunch, every single kid's lunch the next day. So they upped the amount of Oreos. And one mother intentionally upgraded her kid to double stuffed Oreos to maximize Michelle's frustration. I am loving the drama back and forth
right?
here.
My gosh.
So that's kind of the question out there this morning. Like, does Michelle have a leg to stand on here with demanding that the school, the teachers, these other moms stop permitting these junk food options in the lunches because it makes her daughter sad?
Are you telling me Michelle actually went into the school and looked through kids' lunches?
Sounds like it. That's
Michelle's
what the story says.
Got control issues, I think.
And then what's she doing? Taking the Oreos out and stealing them and throwing them in the trash?
No, you know she's eating those Oreos. Come
she's
on.
Is that what
Michelle.
It is? She's sneaking them. She's
you ain't got a lie to kick
down.
It. We know you're eating those cookies.
That's funny. But anyway, I'm loving this back and forth. I'm loving reading about all this, and I know there's probably people out there on Michelle's side saying, you know what, one, you got to think about kids' health anyway, because that is consistently lists on some of the worst products that you can eat is the Oreo, because the amount of food dye in it and food coloring. So I know there's people out there that are like, you know what, Michelle's probably right. She should have, there should be stricter guidelines in these schools.
Yeah, Michelle's right about her own kid, but Michelle has no right to preach her judgment on all the other children who aren't hers. That's my opinion about that.
Like, I know, but as a courtesy, don't you think the other moms should just kind of band together and be like, you know what, as a courtesy, we're all, you know, it's the community. It takes the village. Shouldn't they all just be like, all right, we'll just stop packing Oreos. Our kids probably shouldn't be eating those anyway.
I don't know.
It takes
a
village.
I think that's a huge reach of an ask for Michelle.
It's a
massive ask. I think that's way too much for her to ask. And truthfully, I feel like, you know, I have stopped having expectations for other people. Because when you stop, Michelle, expecting everyone to do what you expect them to do, your life gets a lot easier, you know? And so I think that, again, Michelle has a problem with control, and that is the real issue here, not what the kids are eating. It's about Michelle.
It's a big ask on her part, but it's the whole, you know, you don't get it unless you ask for it, too. So, I mean, she's putting herself out there.
I guess.
What do you think? What side are you on? Are you on Michelle's side, who is saying, hey, we need to ban Oreos and all the lunches? Please help another mom out. Or are you on the side of Ashley and her other mom squad who is just packing double stuffs now and saying, screw you, baby.
I love Ashley.
You know, now you get five Oreos. I mean, that's bad on the kid then. Then the kid's pounding down five Oreos at lunch, and they shouldn't be doing that either.
And here's some gushers.
Yeah,
no,
right.
What?
Wash it down with a Diet Coke or something. Here is Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, you betcha. Okay, so whose side are you on? Are you on side Oreo or are you on side no Oreo or side double stuff?
Well, I'm on side double stuff, but I also think there's a subtext that we're missing.
Okay.
I think Michelle is trying to prevent her daughter from feeling sad.
Yeah.
That she doesn't have the Oreos. And I think parents do that all the time, but it's completely unrealistic.
It is. Can't you just find something that makes Ava happy in her lunch and just give her more of that then?
Yeah.
Yeah, or teach her how to process sadness.
Yeah, right. There's also that.
You're going to have sadness all through your life, sweet Ava.
Wait till you're an adult.
Suck it up.
100%. It's Oreos now. It's losing a job the next time.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
That's exactly
Losing a pet, like losing a friend.
Yeah.
Like this is
exactly.
Minor in the world of sadness, right? It really is.
100%.
So I am putting you on team double stuff. Like, no, don't cave to Michelle's wishes, right?
And add the gushers.
And yes, Michelle.
Plus gushers. Perfect.
Sarah knows what's up. You got to listen to Sarah, Michelle.
Sarah, thank you so much for calling in. Here is Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hi. Well, go ahead and say I'm definitely team double stuff. Okay. No spoiler there.
Just want to start it with that.
I'd like to announce to the entire Denver Metro that Chris loves double stuff. All right, buddy. What are your thoughts on this, though?
I want to also add they do have healthier options to where you can actually trick your kid. They think they're eating unhealthy snacks, but they're actually eating plant-based stuff and don't even know it.
Oh,
now you're really going to piss that poor Ava off.
Plant-based Oreos now?
Yuck. Yuck all day long,
maybe,
Chris. How dare you even bring that up?
Maybe actually spread that to parents and get them to actually sneak healthier options into their child packages.
All right. I don't know. Kids are pretty smart. They're going to be like, eh, what is this crap?
Yeah, this tastes plant.
This tastes like a plant. but
hey,
like in general, Chris, like besides the healthier options, which side are you on? Team? Well, you are on team double stuff. So what's your reasoning behind that?
Well, I'm kind of anti just some weird, creepy parent sneaking into kids' lunch boxes and touching all their food and spreading COVID-19.
Yes! It's
that what
a little
they're doing?
Bit weird to me.
That's odd. Michelle's got issues, right, Chris? Like, that's an odd thing.
She's a little cray-cray.
Yes!
She is! She's off a rocker. She's a little sus, as the kids say. All right, Chris, we got you on team double stuff. We appreciate you calling in. Here's Marcy. Hi, Marcy.
Hello.
Hey,
how are you today?
Well, we're kind of craving some Oreos now.
I know.
I mean, me too. It's one of my favorites. You know what? I'm a dietitian, and I think it's insane to not eat Oreos. I think it's all part of a healthy diet, putting everything in there. And to start doing that, you're causing some eating disorders for your kiddo.
Yep.
Let it go. Figure out what's going to make your kid happy. And what are you going to do when the kid goes to high school? What are you going to have the kids do then? Like, every step is going to be harder and harder for this poor kid.
Yeah.
Right. You're not going to be able to monitor it in high school at all.
Well,
I mean, remember in high school, I had French fries every single day for like 4 years.
That vending machine saw me daily, Marcy. Like, it was, you couldn't stop me.
Seriously, model your behavior at home and then let her learn how to eat and be social.
Yeah.
Because you're putting her in a social box by herself.
She's alienating her child for
Absolutely.
Sure.
I think so.
All day
I
long.
I think so.
And this is coming from a dietitian right here.
This is
coming from a dietitian, yes. And are you allowed to go through other kids' backpacks?
I know. I think. Well, no.
No, you're not.
I think she was caught, so yeah. Cuckoo, party of one.
I think that's a bigger issue than the Oreo.
I agree. Marcy, what are your thoughts on the plant-based Oreos?
You know what? If you want them, have them. But I'm all about, if you're going to eat the real thing.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Go
I'd rather throw myself into traffic than to eat the plant-based
ones.
Yeah.
I just want the Oreo, dip it in the milk, and call it a day.
Done and done. Marcy, we appreciate your call so very much. We are out of time, but I can tell you right now, everybody else on hold is essentially on team double stuff.
Yeah.
So don't cave to crazy Michelle. Don't do it.
No.
Thank you so much for your calls and comments today, you guys. I hope this one brought you a smile with JKJ here at Mix.
That sound right there means it's time for a Mix 100 Sports Report, getting you updated on all the big sports news of the day. Points and stats and baseball bats. Sports. Josh, what's going on over there at Coors Field?
I love how that voice has evolved over this.
It really changes every day, doesn't it?
No, I love it. Well, the Rockies are in a pretty historic losing slump now. They've lost 7 in a row. They did win a couple nights ago. But in order to keep fans around at the stadium, they've had to really kind of think outside the box in the food that they've brought in. At the beginning of this season, they brought in the 999 challenge, where you drink 9 beers, eat 9 hot dogs. They brought in the ballpark Dubai cinnamon roll, the pizza donuts, the brisket taco. Well, they're actually bringing in something new with only 16 home games left in the season. It's called a buffalo chicken donut, and it is a glazed donut topped with buffalo chicken, the buffalo sauce, and then a cream ranch on the top as well. It actually looks kind of appetizing. I know your face, Katie, right now, well, but if you look at it, it's something I might try.
There's a Hidden Valley Ranch party in my mouth.
Yeah. Now, so Parlor Donuts does something like that, and I've wanted to try them so bad.
Chicken on a donut?
A pizza donut. They do all the savory donuts. They have a whole lineup of them.
I'm
so,
not mad.
Yeah, at first, I was like, a buffalo chicken donut? What?
I want it stuffed,
like,
though.
Yeah.
I would rather have the chicken inside than on top.
It's not stuffed.
It fills the hole.
It is. It looks like it's just sitting on top of the donut.
Well, it goes in, too.
Oh, settle down over there, middle schooler.
Sorry.
It's all sitting on top. It does look like they jam it all in the middle of that donut, though, and it's like oozing out.
It's going to get all messy. You're going to have to fold that baby in half
I want
anyway.
It in the donut.
It you looks good well to me.
Baked in the donut. You know how like Pizza Hut does the stuffed crust pizza?
Yes.
We need a stuffed donut full of the buffalo chicken.
That's what I want. It's like a kolache. That's what a kolache is.
Bismarck donut. That's what we call it up in North Dakota, is the Bismarck donuts filled with stuff. We just want ours filled with buffalo chicken.
Color me intrigued. I think I'd try it.
I would, too.
How much is it?
Ooh, they don't have a price here. I'm assuming
it's expensive.
Yeah,
it's probably $25 minimum.
Oh, God,
you
no.
know?
Well, that's more expensive than the tickets are now. So, you know what?
Oh, it's fine. Snap.
Can I have your attention, please?
You thought you'd heard it all?
Just when you think you've seen everything.
No, not even close.
Who's spiraling? Who's getting canceled?
What's the local buzz?
What can we expect? We're diving headfirst into the chaos. It's the Mile High Hype.
Yeah, what's up, what's up, what's up?
With JKJ
on Mix 100.
Well, starting October 1st, your lawn is going to be so thirsty. The Denver Water Board is saying that is the cutoff date. They are banning all automatic and manual lawn sprinklers October 1st of 2026, and you can't turn them back on until spring of 2027.
Well,
because
they're doing it.
The drought is so darn bad right now. Now, you can still hand water. You can still hand water some of your trees or shrubs or flowers or vegetable gardens. Some parks and sports ball fields, they've got some exemptions. But listen, if they catch you watering your lawn, you're going to receive a warning up front. And then second time, $250. Third time, $500. Fourth time, $1,000. So this is your heads up. Starting October 1st, no more watering of your lawns. One of Colorado's biggest end-of-summer traditions begins tomorrow in Pueblo. And then runs through Labor Day. It is the Colorado State Fair. It's 11 days of carnival rides and livestock competitions. They're going to have all sorts of fair food, hello funnel cakes, and rodeos and concerts and all sorts of fun stuff. So that'll be going on. And then speaking of fairs, the Iowa State Fair has been going on, and they hosted their annual very popular Mom Calling Contest, where kids belted out hilarious, spot-on impressions trying to get their mom's attention. I happened to pull a little bit of audio. Moms, you might want to cover your ears. Here you go.
Mom, look at that, I got my rib.
Mom, when's dinner ready? Mamacita, don't make me call Grandma. Fortnite update is in 2 minutes. Mom! Tina!
Oh my God, I would walk out of that competition. But anyway, it's a blast each and every year at the Iowa State Fair. Kind of fun. Katie, what you got?
Okay, well, we've got the Beast in a Blanket. This is coming to Empower Field at Mile High. So this season, it's a pig in a blanket that is leveled up. So it is massive. A 2-foot grilled hot dog with barbecue brisket burnt ends. It's got goat cheese, sharp cheddar, all enveloped in a puff pastry. And then it's got crispy onions, jalapeno slices, and avocado crema on top, along with some Mile High secret sauce. Now, no word on what this delicious monstrosity is going to cost, but the Glazilla at Coors Field, that runs $50, and that is very comparable in size and toppings. So they're saying that that's probably what it's going to be, anywhere from $50 to $60. But during Bronco games this season, you can get yourself a Beast in a blanket.
You're going to turn into a puff pastry if you eat that.
You know what? Yeah, well, they expect you to share it. Like, they think that people are going to get it for a whole family because it is that big. I don't think you're going to eat this whole thing.
Really? Look around.
I don't think you're going to eat this whole thing. It is massive. But
it does look awesome, though.
Again, you know, you're probably going to spend a little, you know, chunk of change when you go to any games anyway. So if this is, you know, tickling your fancy, there you go. There you go.
Tickling your glizzy.
Yes, exactly. And then just one more, because tonight, Grizzly Rose Ladies Night in honor of the late, great Dolly. Dress like Dolly tonight. And ladies, from 8 until midnight, they're going to have some free drinks for you. So free draft beer and well drinks from 8 until midnight. So go tip it on back for Dolly this evening. We're all still pretty reeling from that. You know, like, that was a hard loss for everybody this week. So go celebrate Dolly and everything she was, Grizzly Rose, tonight. There you go. There's your Mile High Hype.
Don't be such a chicken squat.
Yeah.
What time were those free drinks at?
8 to midnight for those free drinks for the ladies.
8 to midnight free drinks? Somebody getting pregnant tonight.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
I'll tell you, it's hard because Katie watches roughly 14 hours of Netflix every day, so she's pretty tapped in. Here's Chloe. Hi, Chloe.
Hi, how's it going?
Whoa!
Hi.
It's really good now that you called. Yeah. You're all bubbly.
Love it.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited to play.
Oh, we're excited to have you.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening and calling in. Tell us all about yourself.
Okay. So I live in Longmont, and I am a teacher. So I teach special education students K through high school.
Oh, well, you basically, you won. I'm going to give you the prize. We don't even need to play the game. My God.
Amazing.
You're a good human. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, thank you. I love it.
I love Longmont, too, Chloe. That's where my daughter was born. So I've got a special place in my heart for Longmont and Long's
Fun
Peak
fact,
and that
huh?
whole area there. Yes, it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Now you can get into Katie's bank account, because one of the questions is where was your daughter born?
No,
you can put Longmont and get into her bank.
Awesome. All I need is your maiden name.
Exactly.
Yep. Now you
last four of my social,
now you know,
all that stuff.
Chloe, I would imagine that's probably a fairly involved and heavy job from time to time. Do you do anything for fun on the side?
Yeah, I actually play pool. I'm in two pool leagues up here in Longmont, and I play Ultimate Frisbee. So I'm in some, like, adult sports league.
You're, like, awesome all the way around.
Man. Thank you.
I got a buddy that does
playoffs.
Yeah, I got a buddy that does competitive pool, and he's always going to Las Vegas and all the pool competitions out there. Yeah, it's intense. Well, Miss Chloe, I'm going to give you and Katie the same five pop culture trivia questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie because she made up the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want to say, Katie Cat?
Oh, yeah. With the teacher background, Chloe, I hope you can teach me a lesson today. Good luck.
Get out of here. Get out of here. All right. So Katie leaves the studio, Chloe. She goes into a room where she can't hear anything, and I come up with the questions, so there's no cheating. And then we'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring her back in. But let's go ahead and get started. I need you to name one of the two brand new popcorn buckets for the new Avengers movie coming out.
Ooh, I'm going to say the Thanos bucket.
All right. Let me put it on here. And your second question. What pop stars fans famously trade friendship bracelets at her concerts?
Taylor Swift.
Tay Tay.
Here's your third question. Costco has not changed the price of this combo for something like 40 years.
Ooh, it's the Kirkland hot dog and drink.
All right. Glizzy's for days. All right, here's Glizzy. Here's your fourth question. What shampoo/conditioner brand was dubbed a truly organic experience?
Oh, I'm going to say...
I said organic.
Organic. I'm going to say Nature's Organic Shampoo.
All right, I'll put you down for... Yeah, Nature's Natural Something.
All right, and here's your fifth and final question. Which one of these is the title of an animated superhero film that Disney released back in 2025? All right, check that, 2015. Now, it's multiple choice. Was it Big Hero 12, Big Hero 9, Big Hero 10, Big Hero 6?
Big Hero 6.
All right, let's bring Katie Cap back in. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Jeremy. Hi, Josh.
Hello. All right, so I've got one. I'm going to have a question on one of these, but all right, we'll go ahead and get started.
Okay.
Let me write down how many Chloe I think she got. All right, Katie, here's your first question. Name one of the two new popcorn buckets for the new Avengers movie coming out.
Is it an Avenger? I don't know.
Nah, I need you to be Pacific, so I'm going to say no.
I don't know that one.
Here's the thing. The two buckets are an Iron Man head and then the nano gauntlet. It's the glove
stones,
with all the Infinity Stones, which is what Thanos wore. Do I give it to you?
Did Chloe say Thanos?
Yes!
Okay, you taught me. Okay. Just because you're kind of turning me on with all that, yes.
That's amazing. I love that.
All right, I gave it to you, Chloe.
Okay.
Are you still there? Are you okay?
Yeah, okay. I'm still here. I'm listening on the radio, too, just listening to
Oh, okay. Well, you're probably getting like a crazy echo, so. All right. Yes! Katie, what pop star's fans famously trade friendship bracelets at her concerts?
Tay Tay!
Yes. Chloe, you said that too.
Yay, Chloe! I love
her. Costco has not changed the price of this combo for over 40 years, I believe.
Is it the pizza one? The pizza and the drink? Right?
No.
What?
Chloe, what did you say?
I said the big hot dog and the drink.
Oh, the hot dog.
That is
true.
Chloe knows hot dogs.
Oh, my gosh.
I love my glizzies.
She loves her glizzies. I
so
want to be friends with you, Chloe.
I
You're
do.
Fun. I like you a lot. All right, Katie.
I'll come down to the station.
All right. Yeah, we'll hang out. Bring some hot dogs. All right. Katie, what shampoo/conditioner brand was dubbed a truly organic experience?
It was Herbal Essence, right? Yeah, and they're all yes. Yes.
They sounded like Chloe with
they did.
Chloe said natural something. I don't know.
Have Herbal Essence shampoo too.
Do you?
What is it called?
It sounds like you do. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Katie. Which of these is the title of an animated superhero Disney film that was released back in 2015? It's multiple choice here. Big Hero 12, Big Hero 9, Big Hero 10, Big Hero 6.
The 10 one?
No.
What?
Chloe got Dang Big Hero
today.
6.
Okay, you know what, though, Chloe?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Are you? Why? Why are you so excited?
Because I think I got more points.
Well, including the one I gave you there about the popcorn bucket, you got 4. Katie got 2.
Yay,
you officially Chloe! Crushed Katie.
Yes! Oh, my gosh! I'm so excited.
We are so excited for you. Like, this is amazing.
I like you, Chloe.
We like you a lot.
I like you guys. You guys are the best. This is my favorite radio station. You guys are so good.
You're so sweet.
Thanks. You're pretty great.
Making a splash over here.
Well, come on. You have an awesome gig. You're a good human. So I am happy to hand you these passes to Alamo Drafthouse, including a snack pass. You can go get some snacks.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm going to have to get the Thanos bucket.
Yeah, you better.
Exactly.
Get that big bucket. Chloe, you were delightful. Thank you so much for calling in and having us on. I'm going to put you back on hold, and then we're going to come back and tell you how to get those passes, all right?
Awesome. Thank you so much, you guys. Have a great day.
You as well.
Awesome. Bye, Chloe.
She's awesome.
She was the best.
So good.